We are close to Slichus. Slichus are coming. Moitzei Shabbos. The Svardim, Achenu HaSvardim, our brothers the Svardim, have been saying Slichus since Rosh Chodesh Elul. In fact, my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, says it makes a lot of sense what the Svardim are doing, because Elul is such a month where Hashem is throwing the Ratzon and Kirva and Ava that it really makes sense to say Slichus the whole time. So if anyone in our crowd is Sephardi and has been doing that for us, we appreciate it greatly, because we need all the help we can get. But Al Kolpanim, we have to understand how to do this process. We're coming in front of Hashem, and we have to investigate ourselves. And we have a very big problem here, and if we follow what we're doing today, I am telling you, B'siyata Dishmaya, this will not only help for success in doing tshuva, but this will also help for any endeavor in life that we have. It will help us be successful in that too. And that is how to deal with problems, with failures, with difficulties, with chisrinus, right? Tshuva doesn't sound very good. A guy sits down and he tries to get into it. He goes, stark. You speak Lashon Hara. You're a mechutzef. You're chutzpedik to your Rebbe. You're a lazy bum. You probably killed somebody and didn't even realize. That's who you are, Stark, right? That's going to make me really enjoy the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah right there, no? That's just perfect. That's exactly what I need to hear, right? So I would say, let's not focus on anything negative. Let's not focus on anything negative. Only positive. In fact, Rav Olba Zatzal said, the cheshbon ha-nefesh that we do today is only what I did good today, right? I smiled at somebody today. I woke up early today. I had a good Seder today. Optimism, being a positive thinker. And Yibadu L'chaim Tovim, my mashkiach, Rav Naftali Kaplan, told me the same thing. We do a cheshbon ha-nefesh of the good things that we do, okay? Now, we could just live life like that. And maybe I should if my Rebbeim taught me that. However, I don't believe that that's what they meant. And I don't believe that it's impossible to go into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Slichus like that. Do you know why? Because it's not good to ignore the problems that we have. Right? If we want to just dance on a truck all day, right? And just go mitzvah, gedolah, lios, besimcha, right? Our wives won't be happy with us if we're jerks and we have a problem. If we're irresponsible parents, we can go, my mashkiach told me I just have to say how good I am. It doesn't work to make great men. So we have to understand what the balance is over here. And I'm telling you, so many people have not been successful in all endeavors because they haven't worked out how to deal with problems and failures. Not just in tshuva, but even in their own professions. And anything that they try to set themselves to a task, and how to deal with the failures. But Ezra Hashem, we're going to work on all this. Because we have to find problems. And if you think that it's my idea, it's a Mishnah Brura. Why does it have to be that 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, we need Slichus? Why 4 days? You know why? It takes 4 days to find a problem. Where? What problem? Says the Mishnah Brura that we're a karban. On Rosh Hashanah, we come to Hashem like an ola, like an offering. And there are 4 days that you inspect a karban to find a mum, a blemish. That means slichos are not so positive because I have to find a problem with myself. That's not going to be good because then I'll get depressed and I'll be off the D. Because if I have a chisarn, I'm off the D. Call my mom, send me back to America. Actually, some people cause more problems in Israel. They won't even tell their mom. They'll just stay out late at night. You know that. There are people who mess up themselves much more in Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim is crying. So they won't call their mom. Mom, I'll see you. You know I was going to come home for Pesach? Nah. Party! Woo! Right? So that's what happens when you find a problem with yourself. So it can't be that we're going to find problems. But we have to find problems. So let's work this out. And I'm telling you, we will be different people. So much healthier psychologically after this inyan. And that is the following. I am great. You are great. We're all great. And therefore, we have a very big problem. This is the nusach. I am great. I am C.D. Stark, Mashkiach of Adaras HaTorah. But I have a very big problem. What's my problem? My problem is, if I'm so great, then why am I still doing that? Why am I still doing that? And the problem is not that I have problems. The problem is that I'm great. And if I'm great and there's problems, so then I want to get rid of those problems because I'm great. I'm the best. I'm the champ. And I want to beat all of those problems. Not because they bring me down. They're in the way. They're in the way. My father's in marketing. And he taught me various strategies in marketing. And we know that the way it works is, if you have a product that's doing well in one market, right? Two markets, three markets. For some reason, it's not doing well in Asia. Okay? So you could just throw it out and say, oh, we won't deal with the Asian market. No! This is a good product. Why is it not working in Asia? And you call in all your people. And you call all your Asians in. Right? You have them drinking it. He seems to like it. He seems to like it. Let's get 10,000 Asians drinking this drink. What's going on? Ah, it causes Asians indigestion. I didn't realize. Boom! Change one ingredient, you're making a fortune in Asia. When you believe in a product, you love the problems. Because the problems are opportunities that if I knock this thing, I'm going further. It's not bringing me down. It's great. And the worst thing that could happen is when nobody calls a board meeting for that product. Chuck it. Chuck it. When my father was working for Colgate-Palmolive, someone came up with a bright idea called Ketchard. It was a hybrid between ketchup and mustard, okay? They didn't call a board meeting after it flopped. Okay? Nobody likes such a thing. I know what you're thinking. Oh, I love that. I wish, you know, that's what we need around, right? In this crazy generation, someone's going to like it. But, you know, in the 70s, it didn't go. I'll call upon him, when you chuck something, you don't believe in it. When you don't ask questions. And the Brisker Rav. Someone once approached the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was a pachad. A pachad Elokim. Fear in front of the Brisker Rav. He was writing a sefer. And he would approach the Brisker Rav. And he would tell him the ideas in his sefer. And sometimes the Brisker Rav would go like this. Just nod. And sometimes the Brisker Rav would say, that's against the Tosfos. That's against the Rashba. Did you think about the Shulchan Aruch? And he'd run away. And then he wrote a sefer. And he presented it to the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav looked at it. What is this thing? Says, well, anytime you argued on me, I didn't print that shtickle. Anytime you nodded, I printed it. Here you go. He said to him, you don't get it. When I thought you were onto something, you were worth my time and I argued on you. When I thought that it was a joke, a total narishkeit, I just nodded and waited for this crazy guy to leave. And you printed a sefer like that. Problems mean vitality. Problems mean you're alive. Because you're big. But if you're big, there are going to be problems. If a person who's big has a problem, it's a very big problem. And the Shari Tshuva says more than that. The Shari Tshuva says, in Shar Beis Ois Dalet, people don't like someone telling them off. People don't like that, right? People don't like someone telling them off. But it says that you have to get Musar sometimes. There's no Eitzes. The Pasuk says in Mishlei Gimel, Ki es asher yeham Hashem yechiyach. Hashem gives tochacha, Musar, to people he loves, ke'av es ben yirtza, like a father to son. Says the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, Yesh lefarish, this is how you could explain it. Ke'av yochiyach es ben asher yirtza bo. When a father thinks that his son is worth his time, then he gives him Musar. Ve'eino mochiach es abonim shehu noash mehem. V'yodeya shelo yoilama tochachas. And the bonim, the kids in his family that he feels bad for, and I can tell you as a parent, this is a true yisod. The kids you feel bad for, you don't tell them anything. You don't tell them anything. You just try to be mistader with them. When somebody feels someone has potential, they're hard on them. You know, as somebody once saved me. last year, I think it was, I screamed at somebody, right? I know you're not allowed to scream in these days. You could get sued for that, for screaming, right? Busting people's eardrums. It could go, you know, you could get sued. But I screamed. I don't scream often, but I screamed. And I think the person was very insulted. He was very insulted. And one of the Bachram saved me from this boy. You know what he did? He told him the MS. He said, "You got screamed at by the Mashgiach? I didn't realize he likes you that much." And it's true. You think anybody's going to ruin my day? Only somebody who really seems like they're moving forward and is moving backwards can ruin a person's day. If he's just disabled, so then you just pat him. "Good boy. Good boy. Oh, you got up at 11. Very nice. Beautiful. You're such a good boy. It's still cold morning. You're so great." But if you actually think somebody has potential, you'll kill them. You'll kill them. Because you know that they're big. You know that there's somebody. And there's something more. There's something more. There's something more over here that we have to get into. And that is, in Koheles Rabbah, it has a beautiful imagery. A beautiful imagery of tshuva. Why do you do tshuva? Because Hashem loves you. Not because he's out to get you. Hashem loves you. Says the Koheles Rabbah in Perek Tes. He says, what does it mean? The pasuk says, "B'chol eis yu begadecha levanim." Your clothes should always be white. "V'shemen al roshcha," and you should have oil on your head. Why are you looking always so good, so decked up? Says the Koheles Rabbah, "Amre le ishto shel Bordalis." Bar Kapara and Reb Yitzchak Bar Kapara said to the ishto of Bordalis, Buldaris or Bordalis, whatever his name was, he was a sailor. He was like the old FedEx. He would send things from one place to another. She would always be dressed in a very fancy way. Mikashetes, jewelry, looking great in front of her neighbors. But her husband was always away. Amrulah Shechinoseh, her neighbor said, "Balichein Okan, your husband's not here. Mipnei ma'at mikashetes atzmech. Why do you always look so good? Why are you always putting on your jewelry?" She said, "You don't understand. Bali malachu, my husband's a sailor. Im yizdamin lo ma'at ruach tekef yavo v'nimsa omed l'malo miroshi." Any day when he's traveling, it could be he'll take a turn and the ship will come back to shore and I'll be ready for him. I'll look amazing as his Eishes Chayil. So I'm always ready. And this is what Chazal compare to tshuva, that a person should always be doing tshuva. That's a little strange if you ask for me. Tshuva is like, "Stark, you stink. You're terrible. What is this jewelry? Putting on jewelry. I mean, I'm not a girl, but it's a nice imagery. Putting on jewelry, makeup, looking good." That's what tshuva is looking your best. Looking good. Looking good. It's not negative. It's, "Wow, you look good. You look good." And the husband in this muscle is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "You look good. He married you because you were pretty. And then when you put on the makeup, even better. You can." Do you know that there are people who know that they'll never look good? There are people who know that they'll never look good. I know somebody who unfortunately was in an accident and will never look in a mirror. She will never look in a mirror because she doesn't want to face the reality over there. That's what happens when someone gives up on themselves. But says the Goyin in Mishle, "Al toichach leitz pen yisanecha." Don't give tochacha to a clown, a guy who just wants to party all day. Do not give him mussar. "Oh, Rebbe's looking at me all the way. He's cramping my style." Right? Those types of guys, they just want to party. Let them go. Don't even start with them. Don't even, just pet them. "Good boy, good. Good. Oh, 12 o'clock you woke up today. Very nice. Very nice." Right? Nice. "Hochach lechacham v'yavecha." Give mussar to a wise man and he'll love you. Says the Gaon, the most wondrous muscle. The Gaon. He says, "Derech tzadikim." The way of tzadikim is sha tochachalem kimaras tzoivos. Tochacha is like looking in a mirror. Sha isha roaba, when a woman's doing her mascara. Right? She's looking in that mirror, and they have these fancy mirrors with the light inside, and they blow it up. Really good mirrors. Kol mara shemara lichlok betinov dat gadol. If she has a mirror that's not so good, it has a little schmutz on it, she doesn't like it. She wants the mirror that will show every blemish, every blackhead, every nose hair, every little thing on herself. Why? Because she wants to look there and become pretty. And she loves that mirror. And if you give her one of these old school mirrors, it's worthless to her. You know why she's doing it? Because she knows she's pretty. That's what's motivating her. She's not afraid of the mirror. She can look herself in the mirror. Because it's just a few little blackheads. It's just a couple little hairs. But I'm beautiful. That's tshuva. And a chacham realizes that when he gets slammed, either by someone else or by himself, he hits himself. Says, come on! You're good! You're better than this! And it's more. There's something here in this parsha called busha. There's something that we're going to say in front of Hashem. We're going to say that we're embarrassed. What is embarrassment? Do you know what embarrassment is? How do you get embarrassed? If you're a guy in the hood going, dang, you, dang, right? You don't get embarrassed. They have no shame. I love that guy. He has no shame, right? He does everything, right? We always love when one of those guys in our yeshiva, because it's very funny. I can't believe he just said that to Rebbe. I can't believe he just did that. I can't believe he's walking outside without clothes. He's awesome, right? Because you can't watch TV, so you might as well watch a guy with no shame, no busha. You know what no busha is caused by? How do you have no shame? When you don't believe in yourself, there's no problem. There's nothing to be embarrassed of. Busha is the discrepancy, the conflict between I'm great and I'm acting stupid. When somebody feels like they're so great and they act so dumb, they're so embarrassed from themselves. They're embarrassed from the disconnect between who they are and how they're acting. That's the feeling of busha. Busha is the experience of, where am I? I came to Eretz Yisrael with a plan. My parents paid tuition for this. Everybody waved to me in the airport saying, goodbye, Hatzlacha, become a tzaddik. And what in the world am I doing? I can be good. I'm wasting my time. I'm embarrassed because I'm good. But if you're just a chiller going, dang, yo, dang, then there's no problems. For 5 years, you can go like this. 5 whole years. It doesn't make a difference. And you know what happens in my office? A Maisa Shahaya. A Maisa Shahaya. A boy comes in. It's time for Shiduchim. I get these. The guy, we're sending him off to Shiduchim now. A guy comes into my office. And he's heard all the shmoozin and everything for quite a few years. And he says to me, am I ready to get married? It's a little bit nervous. So, whenever someone says that to me, I go easy on them. I'm like, for sure, you can do it. So I told him something that he wasn't happy with. I said, yes, but you should marry someone like you. That sounds normal, right? I don't want to marry someone who's acting like me. Because this person knows who he is. He just couldn't figure it out. And now he's going to be stuck with the busha of who he is. The reject who he was. Because he never took that feeling of being big and made it into something. And he baked his cake, and Rahman al-Tzlan, he has to eat it. He's stuck marrying someone who looks like a baller in town. That's who he's stuck marrying. I don't want to marry those girls. Those are the ones that everyone's just supposed to say are cheap. That's going to be my Yeshes Chayil? Yes! Yes! That's what the word busha means. And I'll tell you something very deep. It's my own remes. We've been talking about doing a full process of working from A to Z, right? The whole idea of creating a vlad, an embryo, a fetus, and it should grow, and the whole L. What's A to Z? Aleph to Tav, right? From Aleph, the beginning of the Aleph base, to Tav. What's the root of the word bosh? Busha. Bosh. Bosh is the second letter of the Aleph base. And it's the second to last letter of the Aleph Beis. And I think there's something here that should make anyone shake if you would understand what's going on over here. What's the experience of busha? There are certain people, they started something from Aleph, from the beginning, and I saw them follow through. and they got all the way to the Tough, and they're successful. I didn't start at Aleph. I started at Beis. I already was messing up from the very beginning. I started from Beis. And Shin, I didn't get to the finish line. I didn't get to Tough. Boish! And I know I could do it, and it kills. It hurts. And I was thinking a tremendous thing. And I thought this last year, and I had no one to tell it to because it was already Yom Kippur. But here we are a year later. And I now, Baruch Hashem, have a beautiful tzibur to tell this frightening, amazing chiddush. It says in the Al-Chaitz, we clap the Al-Chaitz, we're going to be clapping them on Yom Kippur. We say the following thing. Elokai, my Hashem, ad shelo notzarti eini kedai. Until I was created, I wasn't Kedai. Now I was created, it's like I wasn't created. Whoa. You created me, it wasn't Kedai. Now that I'm created, it's like I didn't be created. Offer ani b'chaye, I'm dust, kavachom misasi. Hare ani lefanecha ki kli male busho chlima. I'm like a kli, a vessel, that's filled with embarrassment. So I've read this so many times. I'm so much older than you guys, and I'm so embarrassed. I never thought of this. What in the world is this? You're saying you're embarrassed, Hashem. So why are you saying you're a kli, a cup of embarrassment? Hashem, I'm a cup filled with embarrassment. I've heard of filling cups with tea, with coffee. I've heard of chalon pots, soup pots. What in the world is a vessel that's filled with embarrassment? I don't even know what pshat is. This is in our davening. Why don't you just say you're embarrassed? What in the world is, here's a cup of embarrassment, right? What in the world is a cup of embarrassment? And it shook me like anything. And you have to understand, I've been learning Maseches Kelim, which is all about vessels, for the past year and a half. So I'm living in vessels. It's a vessel filled with busha. And I think the following thing. Let's try with the following mushel. What's a kli? What is a kli? You know what a kli is? The definition of a vessel in the Torah is something that is able to do something. Every kli has a purpose. A screwdriver, screws, screws. A hammer, hammers. Right? A computer does computer stuff. Every kli does what it's supposed to do. That's why it's called a kli. It functions with its utility. It functions with its utility. Okay? Now, what happens if you have so much kalim, so many vessels, and you don't use them? And you don't use them. A guy is working for the Pentagon, okay? This guy. He was in Bronx Science originally. That's a good high school. Then he went to MIT, graduated with honors. Then he got a double doctorate at Harvard, Rabosai. Okay, criminology and also computer science. Pretty good for your resume. Pentagon calls him in. They say, we want you to invade North Korea through computers. His big break, they bring him into this room. Wow. All the toys you could imagine that are going to get him there. Okay? They're going to leave him there. They're going to give him Pizza Hut every day for a month. They're just going to send it through a little, you know, hole. Top secret. He's going to eat Pizza Hut. There's a bathroom in there. They'll come back in a month and see what happens, right? So, he's in there. A month. Comes a month. They open that door. We're ready to examine your data. They open the computer, and there are 17,000 pictures of Mr. Potato Head. 17,000. What's going on? He said, well, I was about to enter North Korea and this really cool app of Mr. Potato Head that I never saw before. Look, you can make one, never a repeat. Look at all 17,000. Every computer in that room causes his embarrassment. Every part of his education, Bronx Science, MIT, double doctorate, Pentagon, all of those are the busha. We come to Hashem and we say, we're a kli. We're a vessel that could do something with our lives. And instead of being full with the things that we're supposed to do, it's filled with embarrassment because we're not doing anything. We're winners and we're acting like losers. That's the kli, harani kli, malibusha. I'm somebody who could do something with my life. I'm a kli. And that kli is the source of my embarrassment because I haven't done anything with myself. It's the exact opposite of having true self-confidence. And this is not depression. The Vilna Gaon tells us the way we're supposed to do this is not be hard on ourselves. We're supposed to get angry. Angry, what does that mean? Yeah, you know on the court, when you say, pass the ball! Give it to me! It's anger, but you're moving down the court. Oh! When you miss a shot, oh! But you go down the court fast. You're still in the game. Hockey, shh, miss, fool, boom, back on the court. The Gaon says, we don't ever get depressed. If you ever see someone depressed, he doesn't know anything about tshuva. He doesn't know anything about himself. That's always the Yetzirah. The Vilna Gaon says, le'olam, always, in Mishlei, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, he says the following thing. The Rambam says you're never supposed to get angry. Never. Even at your kids, if they need discipline, you're supposed to fake it. The Rambam never lets you get angry. The Vilna Gaon says there's a time you can get angry. Two, but we're only going to talk about one of them. He says, you can get angry at yourself when you're not doing what you're supposed to. Lefamim tzarech adam lemidas kas, he's got to get angry. Shehu mishpat v'hainu beino levein atmo, to himself. Kemo she'amru chazal. La'olam, this is an amazing pshat in this Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei that says, La'olam yargiz adam atmo, a person should always be margiz his yetzer atov on his yetzer hara. So people just learn that he should try to fight. The Gaon says the word rogez means fury, rage, you missed the shot, get back on the other side of court, where is your eye? Keep your eyes on the ball, let's go, let's do. Filled with energy, filled with excitement. I have a winning product. Why isn't it working in the Asian markets? Rage. Rage is energy, is excitement. I'm better than this. I'm better than this. I'm not in high school. Everyone who comes for first year, they love to say, you know, last year in high school, I didn't do anything. And now I'm here and whoa, right? So there are people who are still doing that second year and third year. 3 years ago, I was in high school. And whoa, buddy, Tzlachli, you are now in yeshiva. You can do it. Why don't you believe in yourself? Last year, it wasn't embarrassing when you had nibble peh and rap music. But this year, you're not in high school. And not being in high school is a reason to get it together. And there are second year bachrim who act like first-year Bachrim, and it's an embarrassment for them. And there are third-year Bachrim who act like they're in high school, or second-year Bachrim who act like they're in high school. And it's a bigger busha. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Says the Alter Mikel, Boishti, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perikei, Boishti v'gam nichlamti, I'm embarrassed. Kinosati chirpas ne'urai, because I carried the embarrassment of my youth. The shame of my youth. Says the Altar of Kelm, this is one of the best varts I've ever heard in my life that should change my life. I'm waiting for it to get in there, but it should. It might change your life. Says the Altar of Kelm, what does this pasuk mean? Boshti v'gam nichlamti. I'm so embarrassed because I carried the sins of my youth. Says the Altar, nasati here doesn't mean carried the shame of my youth or the sins of my youth. It says I made them bigger. I made them bigger. I made them bigger. How do you make the sins of your youth bigger? How do you do that, Bichlal? Because if they were small when you're younger, they're still small, right? And if they're big, they're still big. How do they get bigger? Says the Alter Mikelm the following scary mashal. He says, Dovi, our friend Dovi again, he's back. Okay? Dovi is 2 years old and everyone loves him. He's one of those kids with the cute diaper sticking out and the huge belly with that, you know, Audi belly button that looks like a finger. He's awesome, right? He's the ultimate kid. He's Dovi. He's chilling. He's having a great time. Okay, Dovi comes. It's 3 years old. Time to go to his special upsharon and go to the cheder and get tzitzis. Only one problem. Dovi's not ready to be toilet trained. Dovi's not ready. Okay, no problem. 4 years old. Dovi's not ready. Okay, speak to the Ganenet about that one, no problem. right? Comes first grade, we have to talk to the teacher before. Ardovi, is there a bathroom nearby? Watch out. If you hear, smell something funny, that's Ardovi. Bar mitzvah. Dovi's not getting tefillin, Rabosai. I mean, he'll take a picture with his tefillin in front of his grandmother who bought them for him, but Dovi's not going to wear them because Dovi hasn't gone together. Now we've come to it. Yep. Date five. Date five is when the rabbis, you know, tell you you're going to have to tell the girl what's happening with you. Like, my Rebbe told me that I shouldn't tell you this until now. Like, they blame this on the Rebbe, like, every time. Like, I'm a serial killer. Day five, you know, oh, thank you. Now she's like, oh, right? I have root news for you, Rachel. You know, bathrooms? Well, I'm not down for them. Right? Rachmana Litzlan says the altar of Kelm. Every year that we're not toilet trained, it gets it's a bigger deal. Where have we been? We were in high school, but now we're out of high school. If we act like we're in high school this year, it's more embarrassing. We were in first year. If we're in second year and we act like we're in first year, it's a huge problem. And there are people who are 80 who act like they're in high school. And they're in diapers. They're in diapers still. Still. And it's because we're good. It's because we're great. It's because we believe in ourselves. I've never seen a tzaddik depressed. And I've never seen someone who's growing to become a tzaddik depressed. They believe in themselves like anything. When they're in a stupid place with losers, they go, get me out of here. I'm better than this. What am I doing here in Elul? Why am I here? Let me leave these jerks. I don't even care if they're my friends. They're monkeys. I'm not hanging out with these losers. I've got things to do. I came here to do something. This is the nekuda of doing tshuva, is realizing that we are the Amah Nivchar, that Hashem loves us on a level that we can't imagine, that Hashem is rooting for us, that Hashem knows we're going to succeed, that Hashem knows we're going to become tzaddikim. We should all be nechta v'nechtam in the Sefer of Tzaddikim.